The Warriors' final road game of the regular season coming in Phoenix as they were facing the Suns in a first quarter explosion from Stephen Curry, helping set the tone. 23 first quarter points on the way to a game high 42 point night with 8 3-pointers. Steph with 11 assists as well, while Klay Thompson added 22 points and 7 boards, staying aggressive all night. Patrick McCaw's strong effort as he delivered 9 points and 3 steals, and James Michael McAdoo in the start patrolling the paint and adding 8 points to the mix as the Warriors have now clinched the top overall seed in the NBA playoffs, winning in Phoenix 120-111 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Klay.
Yeah, it's impressive. We've had a great run the last 3 years and another great regular season, and really proud of our guys, especially the way they responded, after KD's injury and losing a lot of games on the East Coast, and bouncing back and winning our last 13 to give us the top seed. So really a hell of a run, and now hopefully we can just finish the regular season well and healthy and get rolling in the playoffs.
What does this mean about how you can navigate these last 3 games with resting and some of the other stuff?
Yeah, now the staff will probably talk on the plane tonight. Hopefully we'll have KD Friday. When do we play? Saturday. So if all goes well the next couple of days, he'll play, and we'll try to manage our minutes and not overload anybody, but try to maintain rhythm, and that's the balance we're looking for.
Do you think it'll be like short minutes for your stars, or like maybe one game of rest?
Honestly, I haven't even thought about it at this point, and I talk to guys individually too, to see what they want. Sometimes they like the rhythm and they don't want shorter minutes. So I have to kind of navigate all that, but we'll figure it out over the next couple of days.
How about Steph tonight, especially that first quarter, just kind of keeping him afloat?
Yeah, I mean, he came out and lit the house on fire to start the game, and actually I think we kind of got mesmerized as a team. We all were so enamored with what Steph was doing, we kind of stopped playing to start the second quarter, and the ball wasn't moving like it normally does. I think we had 9 assists in the first half. And second half, we did a little better job breaking free and getting 3 or 4 pass possessions where, we were able to get guys better looks. They were really aggressive defensively, switching, trying to get into the ball handler. And we had too many possessions where we were just trying to attack on our own instead of moving the ball a little bit.
He got physically pounded in that first quarter, really, throughout the night. I mean, how concerning is that for you, especially in a game like this, where the seeds are kind of locked up, the playoffs are getting near, and you're seeing, Lynn put him on the court? And stuff
it's
like
always that. Concerning, but there's nothing you can do. It's you can take a guy out, but he could get hurt in practice. It's just stuff happens, and so you just kind of – you just play and you keep your fingers crossed. And I asked Steph several times if he was okay, and he said he was fine. There weren't any injuries. He was just kind of getting knocked around a little bit.
Steve, is there a matter of change with Kevin back in, or we're talking just additive? How do you look at that?
The change comes with the rotation. I don't think it will affect our play negatively at all. I think obviously we're getting one of the top few players in the league back, so it's gonna improve our play. What's going to have to happen is we're gonna have to get comfortable with our rotations. So we have to do a good job as a staff, and then a couple guys, their minutes are gonna go down. Patrick McCaw, Matt Barnes may not play as much, but those guys understand that, they know their roles. And so we'll ease Kevin back and try to incorporate him and get everybody comfortable. And obviously we're gaining a lot of firepower here of getting him back, so we're excited.
With all the pressure and all the attention last year, Steve, is it nice kind of having a, quote, quiet 66 wins and kind of accomplishing the same goal, which is, hopefully throughout the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of used to all the hoopla, and the hoopla is fun. I mean, this guy talks about us on his show every day. I mean, there's a lot of teams he never mentions, so it's we like that. We like being in the spotlight, and that means you're doing something right. And so we, I think our guys enjoy the position they're in. They know this is a special era that's not going to last forever. We have a special group of talented players together at the same time. And so we're trying to enjoy every moment of it.
It's a remarkable consistency. But we have bigger goals, obviously. But something to be proud of. It's not easy to do. And it's a long season. So we should all be proud of it, but not settle.
Do you expect to maybe rest one of these last three games now that it is secured for sure?
I'm not sure. We'll see. You don't want to take too much rest because you want to stay in great shape. But, we'll see.
What do you think happened after you guys built that early lead?
Well, it's a team that has a bunch of hungry young guys, and they don't want to be embarrassed, so they fought back in. You got to give them credit. They're still very talented. It's crazy how young they are, but they have a bright future, and it's basketball. They just made a good run.
You've seen it before, but you talk about Steph's first period there and just getting off to that quick start.
Got in a great zone. Without it, we might not have been able to win, so thank God for Steph and his amazing shooting ability and his playmaking, so we needed that.
When Livingston's pass went in for three.
I told him he couldn't do that 20 times, and he couldn't do it again if he had 20 tries, so sometimes it's good to be lucky.
He doesn't really like shooting threes. Is that the only way he was going to make a three?
No, he can shoot a corner three. I've seen him do it before. So I was happy for him, and it won't be the last time he makes one for us.
You struggled a bit in the first quarter. You had some answers every time they made a run. You specifically had an answer every time they made a run in the fourth quarter. Talk about your fourth quarter and the key baskets.
What's that?
Talk about the fourth quarter and the key buckets.
Just never lose confidence. Always keep shooting. I don't care if I'm 0 for 10 from 3. Yeah, I feel like the next one's going in. Obviously, it wasn't my night to start the game, but I thought I stuck with it, and I ended up having a decent game.
Kevin coming back. Clay, just talking about him coming back Saturday, getting everybody back together now.
It's going to be great. We're all anticipating a warm welcome, obviously, and a great night. You know, we missed him these last few weeks, and hopefully he's ready. I know he's ready to go, so we're all very, very excited.
And to close out the regular season, the Warriors have three more games at Oracle Arena, and the first one's coming up on Saturday night with the New Orleans Pelicans visiting. In Phoenix, I'm Lawrence Scott.